Don't touch that dial. Listen to
the honey.
Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood brought to you by Super Suds. The new Super Suds with Pyray, the soap that makes all your clothes look newer.
What's new, what's new, what's new today, old lady? Listen while I say it's new Super Suds with Pyray makes all your clothes look newer today. Get your white clothes whiter and colors brighter with new Super Suds.
Well, the subject of Alexander's schoolwork is one that frequently gets a working over in the Bumstead house. And Blondie and Dagwood are afraid the subject is coming up again this evening when Alexander's schoolteacher, Miss Henrietta Frisbee, drops in to see them.
May I take your coat, Miss Frisbee?
No, thank you, Mrs. Bumstead. I just thought I'd drop in for a moment.
Oh.
And who was at the door, Blondie? Did you give them the good old brush off? Hello.
I think you remember my husband, don't you, Miss Frisbee?
Indeed I do. Indeed I do.
How are you, Miss Frisky?
Please. The name is Frisbee.
Oh, yes. Miss Frisbee, yes. Excuse me. How are you?
How do you do?
Oh, I'm just Dandy, and you?
I'm Dandy, too.
Miss Frisbee, did you come here to,
Yes, it's too bad. But all parents regard my visits with alarm. When they see me, they're inclined to raise their eyebrows and remark, well, here comes the old babe with the bad news.
Tell us, have Alexander's grades dropped?
No, but he seemed very high-strung lately.
Oh.
He's very nervous. I'm telling you this because it could lead to an emotional imbalance, psychological disturbance, or hypertension, referred to in modern psychiatrical practice as the jumpy wumpies.
You know, come to think about it, I've noticed he's been worried. This morning I caught our little son looking in the mirror for gray hairs.
And this evening he only had 2 helpings of my lemon pie.
Hmm. Well, not hitting the seed bag either.
What's he been doing in school, Miss Frisbee?
Well, it's not what he's been doing. It's what he hasn't been doing. Alexander's usually such an active boy. For instance, no one ever walks past his desk without being tripped. The children refer to that aisle as Alexander's Alley. But for the last 2 days, there have been no casualties.
Well, maybe he's decided to turn over a new leaf.
No, I doubt it. But I know Alexander is worried about something, and I'd like you to find out what it is and solve the problem before it knocks his grades flatter than a $2 cornet.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about this, Miss Frisbee.
Oh, not at all. And if there's anything I can do, give me a buzzeroo.
Oh, cool, we will do.
I hope to see an early improvement in Alexander's interest in life.
Mm.
Just lately, things have been very dull. Goodbye now, Mrs. Bumstead.
Well, thank you, and goodbye, Miss Frisbee.
Goodbye, Mrs. Frisky.
Mr. Bumstead,
yeah.
The name is not Frisbee, it's Frisky. I mean, it's Frisbee. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, honey, you're always deviling poor Miss Frisky. I mean, Frisbee. Oh, you're hopeless. Now, what are we going to do about Alexander?
Yeah, well, we'll have a talk with him the first thing in the morning.
What do you think is wrong?
Well, we'll see you tomorrow. But my diagnosis is Dames.
Now, what seems to be the trouble, Alexander?
Yeah, tell your father what the problem is, son.
Well, parents, I've been worried.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know that, but what are you worried about?
Well, it's the same old story, Mom. I'm worried about girls.
What did I tell you, Blondie? What did I tell you, Blondie? Girls.
Yes. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I have to decide whether to send a Valentine to Sylvia or to Ginger.
Oh, is that all it is?
Why, Dagwood.
Why?
Valentines can be very serious.
Mm.
Remember that great big lacy one you sent me once?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, darling, I'm swimming in an ocean of tears. Please be my heartthrob all through the year.
Never mind, Barney.
Gosh. Gosh, pretty corny.
Yeah, never mind.
It ended with, if you would only be my wife, I'd give up sandwiches for life.
Gee, I couldn't send anything like that to Sylvia or Ginger.
Well, Alexander, I've heard you talk about Sylvia, but who is Ginger?
Oh, she's something new that's coming to my life.
Oh, dear. And I thought you were so interested in Sylvia.
Oh, I am, Mom. But I want to keep my eye on a spare, too.
Well, oh, you men.
Well, that's the way it's got to be, Mom. Oh, women are so fickle.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Alexander. They sure are.
Yeah,
this is all except your mother.
That's better.
Yeah, I suppose.
You see, Pop, if I send a valentine to Sylvia and don't send one to Ginger, then I'm all washed up with Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
And also vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Well, what if you send a valentine to both of them?
Well, then they'll get together and find out which valentine costs the most. Or if they both caught the same, they'll decide which has the most lace and fancy stuff on it. Mm. No matter how I figure it out, I'm going to lose one girl.
Yeah. Well, personally, I don't see how you can afford more than one girl, Alexander.
Well, Pop, it is pretty tough on the allowance you give me. Mm-hmm. Can we discuss that for a moment?
No, come on,
darling, yeah. I don't think this junior triangle problem is anything for us to get mixed up in. Mm-hmm. He better solve it himself.
Yeah, it sounds a little too complicated to me, too.
Oh, gee, I thought you were going to help me.
All right, well, okay, let's see now. We'll figure something out for you.
Oh, yeah, but look at the time. You've got to hurry.
Rhonda, you're always saying that when I have plenty of... Oh, let's go.
I'll get the door open.
Sorry, I've got to break all records. I'm not
going to
get the door open.
Oh, that's patient, dear. You're going to be late anyway. The door's open.
Come on, Papa. Got your hat and coat.
Where's my hat? Where's my coat?
Here you are.
Get my coat. Look out. What happened? Help. I can't see anything.
Oh, Dagwood, you've got your sleeve and your hat and your head and your elbow. Well, I mean, don't come on around and hurry. You'll never make it by 9 o'clock. Mr. Gizzard will be wild.
Come on, Pop. Yes. Keep thinking about my problem.
Yeah, I will.
Hurry, hurry. Goodbye, dear.
Yes. Goodbye.
Where is that stumblebum Bumstead? It's practically 9 o'clock. He's going to be late this time. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, that was 8, but where's 9? Come on, strike 9. Strike.
I made it. There.
Bumstead, you're awful lucky.
Yeah.
That clock gave you a long count.
Well, it ought to do something for me, Mr. Dinners. Every Saturday night, I see that it gets well oiled.
Oh, no. Look, I promised myself I wouldn't shout at you today. But are you aware of the fact that tomorrow's St. Valentine's Day, and you haven't warned me as I told you to last year?
Yeah, that's right. I remember you wanted me to remind you to send a memo to myself to remind you to get Mrs. Dennis a pair of earrings, a box of candy, and 2 dozen of red roses, yeah.
But, Bumstead, you forgot to remind me to send you a memo to remind me.
But you didn't remember to remind me to send you a memo.
I did remember to remind you to remind you. What the use? I also wanted to send the wife a comic valentine. I was going to get one of those real revolting ones.
Yeah. Just doesn't seem fair, Mr. Diddy's.
Well, I'll give her the earrings myself as a present, along with a box of candy. That'll make her feel good.
Yeah.
Then I'll send the roses to her with a card saying, from someone who loves you. And she'll never guess it, from me.
No. Oh, I see. She'll think she has a secret admirer, huh?
That'll make her feel so good, she'll be difficult to live with. So I gotta send her the comic valentine to bring her back down to the earth again.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find one entitled Baboon Girl.
Yeah. Mr. Dennis, what made you remember Valentine's Day was coming up?
Oh, Cora sent me a little reminder in the morning mail.
Hmm.
It came in that heart-shaped red box over there.
Oh, what was it?
A first aid kit. I caught on right away.
Oh, that reminds me. Valentine's Day almost made me late this morning.
Almost? You were saved by that chiseling chime. Well, what's the matter now?
Well, Alexander's got a Valentine's Day problem with two little girls.
Oh, those good old school days.
Yeah.
I remember when I was going steady with five different girls in five different towns and keeping up a hot correspondence with all of them.
Yeah, of course, the males were slower in those days.
Well, I wasn't one of the slow ones. Oh, you mean the postal service was slow.
Yeah. But on second thought, you could have always used the Pony Express, couldn't you? Yeah.
Bromstead.
Fine.
I'm not that old.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe it just seems that way. Look, Mr. Gittes, I really wanted to get an opinion from you about Alexander's little problem. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be delighted to put my experience at the disposal of little Bumlet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about... Well, he's got two little girls, Sylvia and Ginger, and if he sends a valentine to one, he'll lose the other, and if he sends one to both, they'll compare them and find out which is the best, and he'll be in hot water. What should he do, signed Anxious?
Dear Anxious, I had a problem like that once.
Mm.
I solved it by not sending anything to either of the girls. Then I went to each of them separately and asked her how she liked the 10-pound box of candy I sent her.
Yeah, but what did you say when she said she didn't get any candy at all?
I told her I'd spent my last cent on it, that I'd been swindled.
Mm.
And then I put my head on her shoulder and cried like a baby.
Yeah.
So she told me not to feel bad, that it was the thought that really counted.
Mm. Gee, Mr. Gittes, you haven't changed a bit, have you?
Well, of course, after that, I'd refused the loan of $5 she'd offer me. But when she insisted, I'd accept it. Then I'd go over and take the other girl out with the $5. Yeah. Oh, I love Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think Alexander had better try that.
Why not?
Well, he's not like you, J.C. To do that, he'd have to be sort of a crook. Kind of a... a rat. A rogue. No, well, he's not your type.
Well, that'll be all from you, B.B. Brain.
Yeah.
I'll get in there to your desk and get to work.
Oh, thank you. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to check this clock. And if it's slow, I'll dock your pay for every second of work that I didn't get.
Yeah.
And as a bonus... I'll run your little finger in the pencil sharpener.
Gee, that's the second bus that's passed me up. I'll never get home if I don't get a ride from my... Hey, that looks like Miss Buff Orpington's big long limousine. Hey, Miss Buff Orpington! Yoo-hoo! Oh. Hi, Mrs. Buff Orpington.
Oh, Mr. Bumstead. Hello, hello there, dear boy.
Well, how are you?
I'm simply splendid now, but this morning I was terribly put out.
You were put out? What happened?
Rogers, my butler, lost his glasses, and when I came down for breakfast, he threw me out of the house. Oh, yes, he said he thought I was a third assistant floor mopper. Oh, but tell me, dear boy, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you look very good to me. So strong, so handsome, so Robert Taylor made.
Gee, thanks, and you look very Barbara Stan Wicked yourself.
Oh, dear boy, do you really mean it, or are you just saying that to be polite?
No, I'm just saying it to be polite.
I was a fool to ask.
Oh, incidentally, Miss Buff Orpington, happy Valentine's Day in advance.
Oh, thank you. And a cute, cute, cupid to you, too. Cute, cute. Oh, can I drop you anywhere?
Well, just as long as it isn't on my head.
Are you through? Hop right in and sit here, next to me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is nice. Well, either the seat keeps getting narrower, or one of us keeps getting wider. What have you been having for dessert lately, Miss Buff Orpington, huh?
Mr. Bumstead, I've had the seat made narrower. It's cozy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's sort of crowded, too, isn't it? Yeah, but it's better than walking home.
Yes. You know, my late husband, Mr. Buff Orpington, the man who invented the chicken, you know, whenever he wanted to go somewhere, he always used to say, "Drive on, Orson."
You were swell, Mr. Buff Orpington, to drive me home. Boy, I wonder what Blondie's having for dinner. A good meal certainly makes all your little problems disappear like magic. Oh, it's you, Cookie.
I scared you.
Oh, no. I knew you were hiding behind that tree all the time.
Daddy, what's magic?
Magic? Well, magic is something that makes something happen that can't happen, because if it did happen, it would be magic, see? See, Cookie?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Then why does Mommy say new super suds is like magic?
Well, here's Uncle Howard. He'll tell you.
Why, sure, that's easy, Cookie. Your mommy means that new super suds with Pyray seems like magic, because new super suds makes all your clothes look newer.
Makes all our clothes look newer? Even my blue plaid dress?
Sure, your blue plaid dress. New Super Suds makes any kind of colored clothes just blossom out. Colors look brighter and fresher.
Even Daddy's old white shirts look newer?
Whiter than new, honey.
How, Uncle Howard?
Well, it's the Pyray in New Super Suds, Cookie. Pyray gives clothes a whiteness, colors a brightness, like nothing we ever imagined before scientists discovered this new type of ingredient. That's why new Super Suds beats sunshine at getting clothes white, colors bright, even when dried in the basement. Say, Dagwood, the more I talk about it, the more I think new Super Suds must be magic.
Except new Super Suds is something that makes something happen that does happen, and since it does happen, it can't be magic.
Oh, well, who needs magic anyhow when new Super Suds with Pyray makes all your clothes look newer? Well, I got to be on my way to get some Valentine's. So long.
Yeah, goodbye, Howard.
Bye, Mr. Petrie.
Okay, Cookie, now you better put away your sled and then come on in for dinner.
All right, Daddy. I'll be in as fast as I can.
Blondie!
I'm not home, Dagwood.
How do you like that? I work all day at the office, and when I come home, Blondie isn't here.
Hello, dear.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you said that you were... what am I saying?
Oh, Dagwood, I was just fooling. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I guess I'm worrying about Alexander and his little problem. I haven't been able to figure anything out, and a father ought to be able to help his son solve his problems.
Well, don't you worry anymore. I have a wonderful solution, Dagwood.
What is it, Blondie? You moved to another town, maybe?
Oh, no, really. It's a good idea. Uh-oh, here's Alexander now.
Hello, folks. Ask me how I feel.
What? Oh, yes. Alexander, how do you feel?
I feel awful.
Gee, I expected a funny answer.
No, I don't feel that way. Sylvia practically told me that she expected me to send her a fancy white lace Valentine. And Ginger told me the same thing later. And they were plenty firm about it, too. Oh, I'm a dead duck.
Alexander, I have an idea for you.
Well, it probably won't help any. Gee, poor Alexander, always in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, come on, ask me what the idea is. Show a little interest.
Okay, what's the idea?
You send a Valentine to every single girl in your grade in school.
Holy smoke!
Hey, Blondie, that's a sensational idea.
Oh, I do a little thinking now and then. I like to toss off an occasional brainstorm.
To every girl?
Every single one. And if they happen to take a popularity poll among the girls tomorrow morning, I can promise you you'd win. Now, what do you think of my idea?
Well, it's pretty daring.
Yeah, well, we Bumsteads are very daring people. Look at me. I married your mother.
Oh. Let me Dagwood. Look, Alexander, I've got the Valentines right here. Lots and lots of them.
Well, okay, let's try it, Mom. But what about Sylvia and Ginger?
Well, they'll get one like everybody else.
Well, I feel like I'm putting my foot in a trap.
Oh, you won't be.
Well... okay, let's start addressing the envelopes right after dinner.
Right.
Gee. Whew. Boy, I'm beginning to get writer's cramp. Look at that pile of Valentines I've addressed. Look at that.
Me too.
Same here. I'm so tired, I'm just signing mine, Alex Bum.
Yeah. I'm so tired, I'm just signing mine, A Bum.
Bertha Hooper Whistle, Jr.
Oh, she's really a knockout, too. You better address it by her nickname.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we call her Sonia because she's such a good skate.
Oh, boy. Well, I just got one more. It's for Mary Sue Miller.
Well, I'm sending my last Valentine to Joan Pingree.
Yeah. And I say my last one for the Jones girl. We call her Gorgeous Georgia.
Yeah. Well, I'm all through. Excuse me while I wash the ink off my fingers.
Yeah, you're excused.
Thank you, dear.
Well, there sure are a pile of Valentines. I ought to get some interesting results. Mm. Say, Pop.
Yeah?
What are you giving Mom for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
Who?
You know, Pop, Mom, Blondie.
Oh, yes, a Blondie, my mom. Oh, my, I forgot to get her something.
Well, gee, you better go out right now and get a bottle of perfume for Mom, or a big box of candy, you know, your favorite kind.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you're not kidding. If I don't get her something, I'll be sunk.
Oh, you can probably pick up a nice present at Swabber's drugstore.
Yeah, but I'll have to hurry.
Pop.
It was, huh? Oh, yes.
Dagwood, yeah. Would you mind if I took the car for a few minutes? Mm-hmm. I've got a couple of errands I forgot to do this afternoon, and I want to mail these Valentine's so the girls will get them the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, okay, Blondie, but I think I'll go with you, dear.
Oh, you don't have to, Dagwood. You had a hard day. Why don't you just stay home?
Oh, no, I'm okay. I have a couple of things I've got to do, too, dear.
Oh, but it'll only take me a minute, and then you can have the car for as long as you want.
Well, it'll only take me a minute, too, dear. I better go with you, I think.
Well, all right, dear. Alexander, what are you smiling at?
Oh, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Well, let's go then, Dagwood, if you still want us.
Oh, yeah, I still want to.
Now, whatever you do, don't forget to mail my Valentine's.
Mr. and Mrs. Bumstead, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Schwaber, I wanted to get well, now, let me see. You go ahead and get what you want first, Dagwood.
No, Blondie, you go right ahead. I've got plenty of
time. Well, oh, that's funny. It slipped my mind now. What was it I wanted?
Well, how about you, Mr. Bumstead? Would you like to...
No, I'll just wait for...
Oh, you go ahead and get what you came for, Dagwood.
Isn't that strange? I can't remember either.
Well, maybe you'd like a little sandwich, Mr. Bumstead.
A little sandwich, yeah. You know, Mr. Schwaber, I don't like those little anemic things you make. Why doesn't your drugstore serve a nice, real He-Man-sized sandwich?
The kind of sandwich you want is a lunch counter between two loaves of bread. All right, now, you folks decided what you wanted yet?
Uh-uh. I can't remember.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Neither can I. Maybe we'd better have a soda first, huh?
Say, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's funny you people can't remember what you came for, but I'm always glad to sell sodas.
You're at the bottom of that soda.
So I am, yeah.
What's the matter? Get a cherry caught in your straw?
Yeah, sure was good. Blondie, your soda was kind of quiet, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't try to inhale the bottom of the glass.
Yeah. Well, dear, you get what you were going to get from Mr. Schwaber, and I'll be right with you.
Dagwood. Mm. What did you come here to get?
Oh, just a thing. What about you?
The same thing. Dagwood, I'll bet you forgot to get me a Valentine's Day present, didn't
now,
you?
Now, Blondie, you know I always have some sort of a little present for you.
Oh, go on. You're going to buy it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, where is my Valentine's Day present?
You answer me first.
Yeah. You forgot me, too, didn't you, Blondie?
Well, I...
Here you are, Mr. and Mrs. Bumstead.
What? Say, wait a minute. What are these packages, Mr. Schwaber?
Well, Mr. Bumstead, give this to Mrs. Bumstead tomorrow. Mm. And Mrs. Bumstead, this is for Mr. Bumstead. I'll just put these on the bill.
But how did you know what we wanted, Mr. Schwaber?
Mrs. Bumstead, you learn a lot about life in a drugstore.
Well, good morning, Blondie.
Good morning, Dagwood.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Darling, here's a little present for you I picked up.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. And here's what I got you.
Yeah.
Now, let's both look and see how good Mr. Schwaber's cake is.
Yeah. Hey, incidentally, where's Alexander?
Oh, he left long ago. He went to school early to see which way the Valentine wind was blowing, so to speak.
Yeah.
Why, Dagwood, such a lovely bottle of perfume. Oh, you really shouldn't have done it.
Oh, it was nothing, Blondie. It's not nearly good enough for you. Let's see, is there a price tag on it?
It's very lush and wonderful. What did I give you?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, boy, Blondie. Oh, thanks, darling. Oh, it's a big bottle of that new men's cologne.
Huh? Oh? What's it called?
It's called Hairy Chest. Oh, that's wonderful, Blondie.
Well, I thought you'd like it. Mm. And you did remember to send me a sweet Valentine in the mail, didn't you? Mm. And here's mine to you.
Oh, this is sweet of you, dear. Here's something in return.
Why, Douglas! Oh, my goodness, that's Alexander.
Well, what is he doing home now?
Holy smokes!
Well, what's the matter, Alexander?
It's all those Valentines we sent. The girls went crazy. They mobbed me. They were crowding around and kissing me.
Oh, even some of the good-looking ones.
Oh, I had to get away from them, so I rushed right back here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Boy, as soon as I get my win, I'll go back and try it again.
Don't go away, folks. The Bumsteads will be back in just a moment. Ladies, good news traveled so fast, I suppose by now, there's not one of you who doesn't know that new Super Suds with Pyray makes all your clothes look newer.
That's right, Mr. Petrie. How on earth does it do it? I never dreamed colors could turn out so bright. White wash gets so white.
No woman ever imagined such whiteness, such brightness, until a few short months ago. Who ever dreamed of a soap that could wash white clothes whiter than new? Make colors blossom out so dazzling bright. But now, new Super Suds, with Pyray added, brings you that amazing whiteness, that unbelievable brightness. Something you never dreamed of before scientists discovered this amazing new type of ingredient.
So that's how new Super Suds with Pyray makes all my clothes look newer.
That's it. Ladies, don't miss new Super Suds with Pyray in the same big blue box at your dealers today.
Ginger, goodbye.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, well, what was all that talking, Ellie?
That was Sylvia and Ginger, and they're never going to speak to me again.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kay Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
Remember, folks, every Wednesday over these same NBC stations, another half hour of fun with all the Bumsteads brought to you by Super Suds. The new Super Suds with Pyray, the soap that makes all your clothes look newer. Tell all your friends to tune in next Wednesday at the same time for Blondie, starring Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake with Hanley Stafford. The script is by John L. Green from characters created by Chick Young. Next Saturday evening, hear Colgate's Hour of Fun, hilarious Judy Canova, followed immediately by A Day in the Life of Dennis Day, two laugh-packed half hours. Next Saturday evening over NBC.